Here we are recording here with Jesse, and looks like Jack is wearing glasses and it has a different name. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I thought I would come in costume today. You know, really mimic my favorite person from the season, or do my best. So yes, I'm Jack today, kind of. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Happy to have you here, Cooper. Jack and Sarah could not make it today, but we are in good company with someone who made a big impact on the episode today. And of course, Jesse, so great to see you.
Great to see you too. Excited to be here.
Excited. I don't know. I was kind of hoping that I would be seeing you like later on, maybe like not this early.
I mean,
I don't know. It's sad.
Yeah,
it's
me
sad
too. It was surprising to be here this early for me and for Cooper as well, I think. So
yeah, this really should have been the double exit interview right here, not gonna lie.
That's true.
Yeah.
Jesse, were you surprised when you were expecting to see the tribal council last week where you were voted off and then like gets to the end and I'm not voted off yet?
Yeah, I was. I mean, I was 15 minutes behind. So I was kind of like monitoring the chat and people were like, oh my God, we don't know who's going home. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm not going home tonight. Cause I was like told a bunch of friends, I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch myself go home tonight. And then I didn't. So it was another week of like, oh, I'm going to watch myself go home tonight. Tonight I really did watch myself go home. So but it was nice to have one more episode with my face in it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Made it episode 7. Yeah, I mean, first want to rewind. I mean, this has been 3 years since all this stuff happened. What have you been up to in that time, Jesse?
Yeah, I mean, I think that fall 2019 really feels like a different lifetime. Graduated, moved to Philadelphia. I'm currently working as an executive recruiter here. So I've joined the corporate America ranks.
Wow.
Yeah. And not up to a whole lot, nothing too exciting. I don't know. How about you, Sam? What's going on?
I graduated as well. moved to Seattle. And, right now I'm working here in Seattle. I'm a robotics engineer. So travel a decent amount for my work on the robots. It's fun. I feel like you can probably relate with, I think both of you can relate with this, like moving someplace completely different after college. Like it's a lot of fun to explore someplace new, but it's also very different when it's like, it's not college, you know, you're not moving to a new city and being in college, you're moving to a new city and you don't know anything about it. And there isn't also like all the structure of college. So it's definitely takes some getting used to, but I definitely enjoy it.
I'm always jealous seeing Cooper and Katie and Ian's like social media. You guys are all hanging out like you never left college.
It's been bad. Like it was, to Sam's point, it was really nice to move to New York with like a bunch of people that I already knew.
Yeah.
I feel like I've met less people here than like I otherwise would have. But like, I mean, can't really complain that I still have a bunch of friends in the city. So
yeah,
it's been good.
Yeah, Cooper, I mean, so you moved to New York City and, you know, what else is going on with you?
What else is going on with me? I still live with Ian in New York. So we just moved. But yeah, that's it. I work for American Express now in like one of their fraud teams. So
you loving get cool that. Tickets to the US Open.
What?
You get cool tickets to the US Open.
We do get some like discounted US Open tickets, which was a huge perk. Love that. Yeah, no, it's been really great. I love the city. I'll definitely be here for a little bit still. So cool. You should both come visit.
Oh yeah. I'm down. Absolutely. You know, are you going to make us like clean your apartment again? Like we did back in the day.
Thankfully we keep this apartment much cleaner than we did our house. So it would be a much faster clean. I will say that.
Okay.
But maybe if you want to clean it, I'm not going to stop you.
I don't know. I might take a rain check.
It's worth 5 points.
Worth 5 points. Worth 5 points. So Jesse, what's it been like watching all this stuff back 3 years later.
I like truly blacked this season out. So everything is new. Like every single thing is new to me. Didn't know anybody that was going home any week. I had to ask who won. like completely have blacked this out. So it's interesting. I mean, I think like truly fall 2019 feels like a different lifetime. The only thing that I really remember vividly is that challenge with the ping pong ball. That's like my brain. Especially as like a just before COVID thing to be doing, like, real sign of the times, you know? So it's been a little strange, but like kind of fun because in a lot of ways, like it doesn't feel like I'm watching myself. Just like someone who looks like me.
I don't know. I don't know if you felt the same way, Cooper. I felt the same way too, Jesse, where it feels sometimes like I kind of remember like that being me 3 years ago, but it also does feel like I'm watching someone else almost. I'm like, oh, like I did that or I said that. Like that was, like, I guess I remember that. I guess that seems like something I would have done, but it feels like I'm watching a different person almost.
Yeah, I guess I would say that like, for me, it's just like, I remember most of the details, but I actually remember especially all the stuff where it's just like, where it got really emotional. Like this, the first tribal council in this one was like, I was not looking forward to watching this. This was like one of those that I was just like, don't really need to relive this again. but yeah, I think it's fun to like watch the season play out in these really like cool episodes. But there are for sure bits and pieces where I'm like, I could do without seeing this again.
Yeah. And Jesse, what was it like? Like in that moment, do you remember what it felt like at that tribal council when you first saw like your name written down? Cause I do remember being shocked, like sitting there and seeing your name. Like I did not expect to see your name and I'm sure you didn't either.
Oh, I was shocked. Like before that tribal council, I think we were all at Bree's house and we were like, it was like pretty celebratory. Like I think we like broke out wine. Like it was, we were having like the thought that my name would be written down truly did not cross my mind. I felt like as opposed to like the season 3 time when I was voted out, like I really did know what was going on. I really did know whose names were going to be put down and it definitely wasn't going to be me. So yeah, I was pretty surprised and I was like watching myself and I kind of had this like weird grin on my face the whole time because I think I was just like, okay, I'm out of the loop again. Like, and so then I left and then like I think afterwards I was walking to the bus from North Campus and Noah was walking with me and like sort of telling me like, yeah, things got really crazy after you left. And I was like, oh, okay. Good to know. Like,
so you didn't stick around to see what happened, like, and who the other person was. You kind of just like, I was like, all right, like, I'm out.
Well, I think that maybe I left right after. No, I think I don't think I watched the talking. I don't know if I got like ushered out or I don't remember exactly how the mechanics of that happened, but I don't think I watched that because I was definitely walked away from it. And then Noah was like, it got really crazy and blah, blah, blah.
I will add that voting at that tribal took forever because the voting booth was so far away. So yeah. with like the talking and then like 7 people having to go vote again, like it actually did take a while. So if you would have had to stick around for a while to like see who actually got voted out.
That makes sense. And like, I mean, Cooper, I'm sure like as people were all going back to revote, like you must have been very nervous because it would have, especially how long it took.
Yeah. I mean, I thought I was going home. Like, because whenever you don't know what's happening at a tribal and you see your name written down, like if you're not expecting to see your name, like 99% of the time you're going home. So I was like, I'm clearly not in the loop in this tribal and like this is somebody's plan. So like I'm probably going home. But yeah, I think like Jesse kind of alluded to, I think a lot of people sort of assumed that I was in on the Jesse plan just because of I have a perception of being very like sneaky and willing to like just cut people. But yeah, I mean, I obviously was not, but I think there were plenty of, and I assumed that people might also think that and vote me out because of it, but yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. Speaking of Cooper being sneaky, bring it back to the beginning, Jesse. The idol clue, the first day of the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, all in good fun. I mean, yeah, Cooper wanted to see someone go dig on the volleyball court, and he got that, and I hope it was fun to watch, Cooper. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that. I don't remember being too angry about it. It was pretty, after, as soon as I had like dug and not found anything, I was like, yeah, that was fake, and it was Cooper, and time to move on.
Yeah, I think I say it in the episode, but I was like, I didn't really care who found it. I just wanted like somebody to have to go do it. But I think I did say, I was like, I do feel bad that it was Jesse. Like, it was like most other people, I would have been like really happy to like know that they went through that. And Jesse, I was like, now I kind of feel bad for doing that. Like, you did not deserve that. So I apologize.
That's all right. It was a fun welcome week activity.
That's true. You clocked Cooper like pretty much instantly.
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty transparent, I think. Who else would have done that? Like specifically.
True.
That.
True. No, that was, I thought it was funny. Like, I mean, I think there's a meeting in that episode where you're talking to Emily B and she's kind of like, I don't know. Like it could have been like, maybe like Kevin, or maybe you're like, no, it was Cooper. It was
Cooper. Yeah. I mean, the setup of it was pretty straight line, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree.
Did you speaking do any like, other?
I was just gonna say, like, speaking of like memorable moments, I know you said you don't like remember everything from the season, but like, what are a few that stand out to you that you're like, oh, I remember doing that. Like, that was kind of like cool to watch back, or not cool to watch back.
I saw the like bonus scenes of the piano playing, and I did not remember that someone asked me why I was there and what I was doing. So that was really funny to watch back. I remember playing the piano, but I don't remember the guy. I just remember the like chaos of the scavenger hunt and just feeling like really upset about it in general, that it was like, I think it came like right during midterms and it was just like, oh my God, we're got to drop everything and do the scavenger hunt. And so that challenge I remember. Trying to think. Now I've like blacked out everything completely. Yeah, I would say those are the memorable moments. And also all of the pregnancy calls during that challenge really stressed me out. Like, I don't think I would have been able to do that. And when, I mean, they didn't really show this in the episode, but like, you know, the food that came for Bree, that was nice. But Bree's parents like kept calling her during that challenge. And it was so stressful to watch. Like, this isn't a joke. You know, I mean, and I know for you too, Sam, like, yeah, it's a challenge, it's a game, but like not for these people's parents.
Yeah, exactly. It is beyond the game. Like for them, they're not like a part of the game. You know, no. They're just like minding their own business on a random Wednesday night or whatever it was, you know?
Yeah. So I just remember being like very, very stressed on you and Bree's behalf.
Yeah. Especially Bree, because her parents were freaking out so much. The producers told us like, oh, like you're not allowed to tell your parents it's fake till the challenge is over. And I was like, no, like screw that. Like I just texted my parents like, yeah, like this is fake. But I don't think Bree did. I think Bree like actually stuck to it until the end of the challenge. Her challenge lasted a long time.
Yeah, it did. I know. I was getting very stressed.
Her dad was like talking about buying flights or something. Like, I'm going to fly out.
I want to say production like stopped that rule of like that you have to wait till the after the challenge part, because Bree's dad was about to basically buy a flight and like fly to Michigan. Yeah. And production was like, okay, end it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when they pulled the plug. Yeah. I remember that. I mean, that's when it's getting a little too real, you know? Yeah. I mean, I think it was a little too real from the beginning, but I guess even production has her limits.
I feel like the rule should have been like wait 15 minutes Like that would have been a rule that people like could have followed, but yeah. like still would have been like super stressful.
It's like reasonable, but, like, I guess.
Kind of, like, I think there should be a limit on how much you need to bring outside people into the game. Like parents aren't playing, yeah. you know, like those are people's real lives. I don't know. I do yeah. think like Survivor can play on that line of like real life in a game sometimes a little bit too much. So for me, that crossed the line. I just yeah. remember finding it unsavory.
I agree. I mean, I felt the same way. And then like I watched the bonus scenes, and then there was like another task of like you had to tell your parent that you were voted off, which obviously isn't as bad. But I felt bad for Bree's mom because Bree did that one. I'm like, wow, like Bree's mom is going through like a lot of like emotional manipulation here.
Yeah.
But it was funny because in that scene, like I think it was Bree who did it, Andrew, and like, man, who was the other one? Megan. And like Megan and Andrew's moms both sounded like so sad, like so disappointed for them. And like they're like, oh, like I'm so sorry, like oh, like I hope you're okay. And then like Bree's mom was like, okay, whatever, like sorry, I guess. Like Bree's like, no, I'm really upset. She's like, why? It's just a game. So I guess Bree's mom, you know, didn't really care that much. But still, there's a lot to go through for Bree's mom.
Yeah. Also, if it was after the pregnancy call, I could see Bree's yeah. mom being like, okay, this doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think my parents have like the very vaguest idea of what Survivor Michigan is and was. So,
yeah, that's fair. So another moment that you mentioned, Jesse, that you remembered was that challenge and passing the ball with Kevin. It looks like you got sick after that.
I did. I think I got pretty sick. Yeah, I definitely had fever going, a little bit of a cough, some like chills. Yeah, no, that was a classic pre-COVID moment. That was one of the things I kept coming back to, like March of 2020, like thinking about the passing the ping pong ball. Yeah.
How sure are you that it was Kevin? Like, what's your confidence level?
I'm pretty sure. Like, I am pretty sure. There was like the timing was right. You know, although, I mean, I watched it. The ping pong ball wasn't in my mouth for that long, so.
He did say, like, oh, like, I'm feeling sick. Like, I probably shouldn't do this challenge. But also, like, I want to because I feel like Will's going to be bad at beer pong. So he says, I'm sick right now.
Oh, then he's like, said oh, it. We knew it. We were like, I think I said, like, in the show, it was like, are we really doing this? Kevin's sick.
No, why couldn't he be the last one?
Yeah, I don't know. That was silly.
I think it had to start with because Will was the no, Jesse, you were the retriever.
I started and ended it. It might have had to start and end with
it. It had to be, yeah.
Yeah.
I see. So they're like, okay, we're going to put Kevin next to Jesse so that instead of everybody getting sick, only Jesse will get sick. You know, let's minimize it. Let's stop the spread.
Yeah. I think I'm trying to think, is that like the grossest Survivor challenge that I did? And if that is true, that's actually a pretty good record to come out with.
Probably was.
Were you also involved in the foot licking or no? Was that somebody else?
Maybe someone licked my foot, but I don't think I licked anybody else's foot.
I want to say someone licked your foot.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah. Can't quite.
That challenge. Yeah, the challenge crossed many lines. It was an extreme challenge. Fun to watch, entertaining for sure. And Sangria won, so I guess like maybe it's worth it. I don't know, Jesse. I mean,
yeah,
I didn't go to tribal for a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that was good or bad for me to hold off for that long, but yeah.
I mean, you said in the episode something about how, like, I'm glad that like I haven't gone to tribal yet because if you don't go to tribal, you can't get voted off.
That is true. Someone was telling me, I don't remember who it was, but they were like, yeah, you know, sometimes when people don't go to tribal for a long time, then like the first tribal they go to, they get voted off at. And I was like, whatever. And then I'm standing there like listening to the votes get read. Yeah, they were right. Blindsided once again, you know. I definitely thought like more people, like I felt a little bit stupid, like everybody that was like in that room with me, like telling me that they knew who the votes were going to was like lying to me. And then So it was good to hear afterwards that that wasn't really true. Like, everybody was pretty confused by what happened.
A lot of people were upset. A lot of people, Bailey seemed really upset that that you got voted off.
Well, I mean, I would love to think that Bailey was upset that I got voted off, but it sounds like Bailey was more upset that
she was
left out of the loop.
Fair.
I think it was both. I think it was definitely both. Yeah. And I think Leia definitely went off after that tribal too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did not appreciate that you were the one who went home. Yeah. And Brie was not happy. She thought it was me. So, but
yeah, that's yeah. Unrated moment was Brie thinking that it was you, Cooper, and then voting for you, trying to get rid of you because of it.
Yeah. So I feel like you did have allies.
Yeah, for sure.
Allies.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it was a situation where the first tribal you were going to, you were like going to get votes and going to go home. Like, Jackson was like, that was Jackson who was like surviving because you guys weren't going to tribal. But like, you should have been fine and you probably were going to be fine.
Yeah.
And go far, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, I would have been going far, just sort of like floating along. Like, I'm not going to like pretend that I was the most strategic player in that game. But yes, I do think that I had friends, in different places. So,
you know what? Sometimes you don't need to be the most strategic person in the game to make it far to win, though. You need to have good social connections. You need to have people that will go to bat for you. And it seemed like you had, you know, you had this girls alliance that we can get into and talk about that. Outside of that, I think you had a decent amount of people, too, that, like, at least wanted you to be in the game. I mean, listen, you had a good connection with Lucy we saw in this episode, where you both kind of, like, don't want each other out.
Don't remember how it came that I was like, yeah, Lucy, I'm totally good writing your name down. Like, I have no recollection
of
what happened in the middle there. So sorry, Lucy.
Rip. I mean, and also, like, I don't think the two of us really had anything on film, but I feel like we were both on the rowing team at the same time together. And I feel like I remember that semester, like, we would just, like, at practice, like, just talk random strategy every so often, like, oh, like, what's going on with your tribe, what's going on with blah blah blah, like,
yeah,
like, if we ended up at the merge together, I definitely wanted to work with you. I was like pissed when you got voted off.
Yeah, I mean, I think that really the only person I had true bad blood with in the game was probably Jackson. So it's funny that we went home together. But by this week, I don't think there was anybody else that I really was like, I gotta get them out. So felt pretty good.
Yeah. So you mentioned you had, you're talking about like Brie, Leia, Bailey, Emily. They were obviously upset seeing you go home. We saw that all of you were, is that what, four of you, five of you? The five of you were in a girls alliance or an alliance of girls. Not a girls alliance, just an alliance where everyone happens to be girls that is mentioned a few times. What do you remember about like how that alliance formed? And was that like your like main group? Like, do you think you would have rode with that group to the end of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I would have liked to. I mean, I don't remember a ton about how that alliance really came to be, but I know that particularly, you know, Bailey, who I'd sort of become closer with as she started dating Noah, Brie, who I always just like really enjoyed, and sort of Leia, as she was friends with everybody that I was friends with, I just clicked with them and felt like I could trust them. And I mean, watching this episode back, like, it seemed like everybody had my back. I mean, it was a good group for me.
It seems like, I mean, you in the edit, you're saying like, I like we had a big part in forming this alliance. And I do remember in the first episode, like, you had these conversations with like Brie and Leia about how after basically you're like, oh, like, Kevin, Jackson, Will, like they're all sketchy. Like I don't really want to work with them. And
yeah, I definitely like the girls better. Too.
It seems like, yeah, like I do think that like you had a big influence on kind of, and it seems like you had a big influence in this alliance forming in the first place. And like it, you know, and this is a force that a lot of people are now considering the game. You know, Nick has this whole like, you know, diagram with the Sangria girls. And yeah. In a lot of ways, it seemed like you had a big part in the creation of that alliance.
You know, that is lost to history. But I hope so. It's in the deep, dark depths of my mind. but yes, yep. I think those were definitely girls that I wanted to work with and felt good about from the get go. So yeah.
That's cool. We have a question in the Discord. I asked them what questions that they have for you, Jesse, and I'm trying to find it now. How do I even do that?
Is it in the Discord? Discord is crazy to me.
Yeah, there's so much.
Shout out Discord.
Shout out to the Discord, for real.
I have like a couple of people that have been pulling for me the whole time, and I'm so sorry to disappoint.
Yeah,
what do you want to say to all your fans?
I'm sorry, guys. I am. I appreciate your faith in me.
So one of the fans says, "So you had a big role in forming this girls' alliance, but why was Sarah not included in this alliance?"
I think I never talked to Sarah. I never knew Sarah. We like really didn't have any. Even though I guess she was a student, like in my mind she graduated. Like I just never heard about Sarah. She wasn't at the parties, like, so I think I just didn't think about her. That's bad to say. She's having a great season. Clearly orchestrating lots of different moves, but
yeah,
I just think she wasn't really on my radar.
Makes sense. And let's see, trying to find the other ones. I don't know how to like search. Like there's just like 10 million messages since I said that. And now I can't.
I just pulled it up and it's like so many people are typing constantly. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I just tried to search through and I couldn't find a single one. So I was like,
No, after last episode and I was like sort of looking at the Discord and then like the next morning I like looked at it and people have been messaging in it like all night and then all throughout the next day. Oh my gosh. A real testament to, you know, Ian and the production about like the fan base that has really nothing to do with Michigan, I imagine, people watching, which is really cool.
Absolutely.
So, shout out production.
Yeah. It's really cool seeing all the fan engagement and just like how many people are into it, you know? Like what else has gone through your mind as you've just like been seeing all the people that have been watching and commenting on it in the Discord and Twitter and YouTube, like, you know, what's that experience been like just seeing how many people?
I never want to be famous. That's what this taught me. Cause I see like one like negative comment, not even like mean, but like one negative comment. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Relatable, right, Cooper?
I mean, there's a few in there for me.
I think I've seen a few, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Especially I think, you know, I think when this was filmed or this like particular semester, like I was really going through it in my life and I did not film a lot. And I think like I really went into the season thinking like, I'm going to play hard this game. Like I've learned my lessons and I'm going to like get after it. And I just really got in over my head. And so I think it's like people are like, oh, she's not really in the season. I'm like, yeah, like I'm not. Like I wish I was, but I'm not. And so it is like a little bit definitely like me being disappointed in myself that like that's how it was. Trying to like extend myself, I think, a little bit of grace that like there's just other things going on, but sort of like, oh, I wish that I was like had my like funny confessionals and was like talking to a bunch of people and filming videos all the time, but I just like wasn't. So that's been sort of like I think personally disappointing for me to watch and see people reacting to.
Yeah. Do you have any regrets?
I mean, like I do regret not filming more and not like playing more, but it's hard to regret it too hard. Like, you know, I know it was going on and I was doing my best, and that is just, it's just disappointing. It's not really something I regret. It's just like, bad timing. So.
Yeah. That's life. I think that a lot of people, you know, watch this and it is a show, but it is comparable to Survivor and CBS, but if you're watching CBS Survivor, if people have nothing else. Like, you're on an island. That's your life. Yeah. We have, and this semester, you know, we're college students too. We have like our lives in college. We have our classes. We have our rowing practice. We have our clubs that we're in. Whatever else happens to be going on in our lives, it's like it's a lot to juggle. You know, it's a lot, and life happens. It's a big part of it. All of this. So like I definitely relate with that, and like, you know, I think that, you know, help you give yourself credit for the things you did do too, and you can't blame yourself too much for, you know, how little or how much you did or how little you did or what how the amount that you did, because you were winning challenges. I mean, what are you supposed to do if you're not going to tribal council? You know what I mean? I feel like you're going to tribal council, there's a lot more to do. Or if maybe you're me and you're going to tribal council a lot and you're also making a lot of mistakes and have to make up for them, versus, you know, the way you were playing, you didn't have to do all this work and you didn't have to do all this damage control all the time because you weren't making these mistakes and you weren't going to tribal councils.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it maybe lulled me into a false sense of safety though, which is easy to hot pop in.
That makes sense.
But I appreciate that. It is impressive just sitting, watching, realizing how much time people really were putting into the game, like knowing how much other people had going on, which is a lot. It's really impressive. I don't think that some of the fans give the players enough credit or realize like truly how many hours some of those players were putting into the game. While they're taking really hard classes and have jobs and clubs and other things going on. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
I think the people who complain about, oh, this person's not being shown enough. It's like, yes, like maybe this one week they didn't have the time. Maybe they had like three midterms they had to do or other life stuff. And it's not something that like can come across on the screen, but like balancing playing Survivor with like your real life, which is already super busy for most of us in college. Like a lot of us were like juniors and seniors and stuff. And I feel like if people were trying to like find jobs, find like internships, like there's like real life stuff going on. And so like for people who just are like, I need a break this week. Like it looks to the audience like, oh, this person is just like not playing the game.
Yeah.
But like you can't really experience trying to do both until you've tried to do it, but like it's easy for people to criticize like, oh, this person's not doing enough in the game, but like you are still living your real life and going about college, and you especially, I feel like we're involved in a million things in college, like a million things, way more than anyone else on the season. So like
And I should have,
you were,
I was starting to take a step back from like certain things, like I was starting to focus. That's why I was like, I'm coming in, like I'm, you know, I'm not in Glee anymore. I forget something else. Like I quit. That. And what did you say?
I said, I forgot about that. You were in Glee Club.
No, my first semester of my freshman year, I had like not a moment to breathe. I had a few more moments to breathe my sophomore year, but I had other stuff going on. And so I was like, okay, like I've actually like cleared a little bit more time, but then, you know, I had more morning practices. So then I'm always the baby who's like, like I have to be up at 5 a.m. Like, can we please not have the third thing of the week go until 1? Like, please. And then I'm like, feel like I'm being whiny, and it's like, no, I just need to sleep. So yeah.
Morning practices.
I will say you were also the classic person on the season. There's always one who just, whether it's early or late, has the just complete opposite schedule of the rest of the cast.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's like late, sometimes it's early. But like that was so sadly you this season. And it was, everyone else was just like, no, 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 I have nothing going on from like 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. But yeah. Like Jesse was like, I need to be up at like 5. Like,
yeah, I was up at 5 like 4 times a week for that entire time. And there's That's consistently so challenges going past midnight.
Yeah.
Or 1. So yeah, that was tough. That was that like adds a whole nother dimension to it. I like people like that's such a college thing too, when people are like, yeah, I'm totally free between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. Like,
yeah,
what do you mean you're free? Like, go to bed.
No, that, that's so real. That's so real. And it's funny, Jesse, because like only recently, mm-hmm. like I usually work out after work, maybe like 6-7 p.m. But obviously it's like it's not great because like, all right, I roll out of bed, I don't shower before I hop on my remote work, and then like in the evenings I want to do stuff. So I've been trying to make myself wake up early and wake up and work out in the mornings. And when I do that, I suddenly feel like exhausted at like 11 p.m. or midnight. I'm like, yeah. Oh, like this is still not the same. It's not comparable to waking up at 5 a.m. every day for rowing practice. But I can understand like what you and Kat and other people have talked about in the past of like, I have to get up early and work out and do this stuff. Like, I can't, like, why is everybody doing things from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on weeknights, you know? And college is like, oh, like, come on. That's just, like, go to bed at 3. You'll be fine. Just don't go to class the next day, yeah. You know? But if you have whatever, your ROTC or your rowing practice in the morning, like, you don't really have that luxury of just, like,
yeah.
I'll just sleep until 11. I'll be okay.
Yeah.
So. Truly, you might have been the only normal person on this cast. I could argue that the other 20 of us were like psychotic.
Yeah.
So it's so funny. My brother just started playing Survivor tonight at his school, which wow. I won't name. But he texted me after his first challenge, and I was like, "Okay, you have to like go make friends." And he goes, "I'm trying, but these people are not normal." And I'm like, "That is so true."
Wow, relatable. I mean, you had to be a little bit crazy to do this.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Anyway.
You giving your brother advice?
That was big enough. I pass along some advice to him.
It's all like, win every challenge. You'll be fine. Just don't go to tribal.
Easy. You know? Easy.
They won't get voted off.
Yeah.
And also don't, you know, pass ping pong balls with the mouth with Kevin. You know, you might get sick and you might not get chosen at the swap draft because of it.
Yeah, that hurt. I'll be honest. I mean, it came with immunity, so that takes the sting out of it, but that did hurt.
I apologize because that was me that had that last pick. But I will say, I gave my reasoning in the show. It was very much like, oh, Jesse's running like 101 degree fever and is super sick. Like, do we want her on the tribe or we could take Kevin, I guess. So. Yeah.
No, I mean, I get it. I get it. But it's never not going to hurt when you're like last pick.
I know. You need to, you want to be picked. And it's not the same thing. Well, the tough thing too, Jesse, was that last round. I mean, I don't know if everyone, I don't think Cooper drafted that way, but I mean, at least me and Emily were drafting. Like, we were thinking we were going to be tribes of 4 and that we had to draft people that we wanted to vote off. Because we were worried, like, oh, if you lose, like, now we need to vote somebody out. Like, we don't want to have 4 people that we all like, that we like.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, I picked, Erin, and she picked Megan as, like, the person to vote off.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, debating so hard, like, oh, if I want to pick who I want on my team, it'd be Jesse. Because, like, I was like, I know Jesse from rowing team. You know, she's connected to Leia and Bree. I want to work with Leia and Bree. Like, I want to pick Jesse. But I was like, oh, but, like, if we lose, I don't want to vote off Jesse. So, like, I guess I got to better be safe than sorry. I'll just pick Erin. Then turns out, like, okay, we're combining tribes. Then I was like, great. Now I picked someone that doesn't even want to work with me when I could have just picked Jesse. So that last round was a little bit wonky strategy.
It is what it is. No hard feelings.
No, I know. See, it's not even hard feelings as much as I'm, like, still – I'm still annoyed at – I don't know how the game would have changed from then. But it's still like, I remember that at that, I instantly regretted the decision like 30 seconds after making it when they said like, all right, now Jesse's going to combine the tribes. I'm like, damn it. Like, why didn't I pick Jesse? Like, oh, whatever. It is what it is. Sometimes you make a 50-50 choice. Sometimes you're right. Sometimes you're not.
Yeah. I think Bree would have 100% picked you had it not been like, these could be tribes of four. Like, we might have to be voting somebody out. Like, I think people were kind of all over the place about what was happening. So
yeah,
I don't think that was indicative of where you were in the game at all, no, or who like liked you or didn't like you.
Yeah.
I feel like it was, there were so many different factors going into who was picking.
For sure. Was. For sure. And well, I got immunity that week.
True. You did.
So
I feel like it was that very indicative of you being kind of like in this position where you weren't seen as like a big threat by a lot of people, but you also weren't seen as somebody that like, you know, you didn't have any enemies. People weren't picking you to vote you out. You know, it's like, except I think that's a good spot Sarah to be. And,
Andrew.
See, that's the thing. But also, like, Sarah, Andrew, and who was it? Jackson? Sarah, Andrew, mm-hmm. Jackson, Nick. Yeah, I Nick. Feel like they also were like, who can we vote off that all four of us can agree on? And, yeah, like, there's, I feel like, a part of me was surprised that the four of them didn't vote off Leia, honestly. Because you even see in, like, the very next episode, Andrew's now trying to vote off Leia. So, like, I'm surprised the four of you them decided to vote you off instead of Leia. I think it was because they didn't want all this like really bad fallout. Yeah. They didn't want to make a ton of enemies, but it's not even that like, oh, like we want Jesse out as much as like, who can all four of us agree to write down? And I guess you were the only name they could agree on.
Yeah.
Which is kind of an unlucky place to be. I mean, a lot of crazy stuff had to happen for you to get voted off here.
Yeah. No, it was crazy. It was crazy to watch back.
I also think if Bailey doesn't tell Nick the plan to go after Sarah, potentially that Sarah plan does happen and Sarah doesn't like, not freak out, but like, I feel like she did hear her name and was like, all right, screw everything. Like new plan. Like,
yeah,
like yeah. I'm like, this is on me now. Like we're doing something different. And then that starts spiraling all over again. So it was so many random things that like led to you eventually going home that I feel like there was no way you could have predicted it. And most people had no idea what was happening.
The only consolation is that Jackson went home too.
That's true. I do love how like you two were did feel like kind of tied together like the whole game.
Yeah, so weird. Because I think we had one meeting and then avoided each other like the plague the entire rest of the game.
You both just got like awful vibes. Like,
yeah. It was just like, oh no, this is not gonna.
It's not gonna work.
It's not gonna work.
A really bad first date where you just you mutually are like, we're not talking again.
Yeah. That
was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesse, rank your like worst meetings that you had. I feel like it was like Kevin, Will, Jackson. I don't know if you want to throw any others in there or if the meetings with them were fine. I'm curious who was like the worst people.
In this game, in All-Stars, definitely Jackson. I don't even think, like, me and Kevin, like, we never really worked together, but I don't really feel like we had any, like, true, like, bad blood. There was one time, and this didn't make it in probably because it was, like, a hallucination on my part after not sleeping for 3 weeks, but after I saw Kevin idol hunting, I, like, went up to my room to record a confessional about, oh, I ran into Kevin and we got frozen yogurt and whatever. I saw Kevin idol hunting. And as soon as I turned the video off on my computer, I like heard myself playing in the hallway. And I was like, Kevin is out there filming, like listening to me film a confessional. Like I was convinced that was happening. I texted my production chat. Like, I am pretty sure that Kevin is like standing outside my door. I'm sure that if that was true, it would have made it in.
I don't believe that to be true, but
I don't believe it to be true either, but like I like heard my voice. Like I don't know if somebody was like walking past my room and was like, who's this crazy girl talking to herself in her bedroom, like that's so weird, and like recorded a Snapchat with it or something, but like I heard my voice after I'd like pressed end. So that was like, after that I was kind of like, ooh, Kevin, but
ooh.
Survivor will make you go crazy.
Yeah, that I
100% agree with.
Yeah,
like
that is definitely true.
Dreams, hallucinations, everything in between, definitely happens.
But also, would that be out of the question for Kevin to have done that?
No, not at all.
I mean, this is Kevin we're talking about. You never know.
Literally, but I remember nothing is out of the production was like, we're not gonna let people come in, like, that's not okay. Like, we'll see if that happened. And then I never heard about it again. I'm like, I'm sure it didn't happen. And whatever. I was hallucinating or something. But
yeah. Who knows? So you should have just like got started recording and just like rip open the door. See, you know how great that bird would be, Kevin? I guess it would be scary. That's true. I don't know. It could be like a really suspenseful, you know, Thriver Michigan could just become like a horror like show for like one segment of one episode. You gotta get a jump scare, Kevin behind the door.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, but the vibes of the meeting with Jackson was probably my worst meeting of Survivor. And then that one time in season 3 when Aaron like called me out and was like, why did you vote for me? That was a tough one too.
That was tough. That was really entertaining to watch though.
Yeah.
Both of those were such funny interactions. Like so funny. The Aaron one, because she's just so clearly knew that it was you who had voted for her, and you were just like, wasn't me. No. And the next one, because it was so palpable how much the two of you were just like not on the same
way. I actually had to skip it. Like I couldn't watch it.
The tension in it is so funny. And then it just cuts to like you being like, yeah, he's like slimy in real life. And that quote, like hilarious.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you heard about Megan and Jackson dating like during in the game? Like how did you find out about it?
That I don't remember. I think it like almost didn't matter to me because I trusted Jackson so little that it was like, whatever. Like, okay, Megan and Jackson are dating. And like, I didn't really have any overlap with Megan. So it was,
makes sense.
I don't think I found it as groundbreaking as maybe others did, but no, I don't really remember when I found out about that.
Well, that makes sense for it to not really like really change your perception of either of them.
Yeah.
Well, what else happened? What was your favorite moment of the season?
I think honestly, like the last 2 weeks when I was like sort of feeling like, okay, I'm like getting my footing back. Like, okay, I have these people that I like feel like I'm in the loop with. Like I was starting to like feel a little bit better about the game. I remember like the challenge where me and Kevin had to hold the ball between our legs and like like that was fun to like
you won
okay like,
for your tribe.
Yeah, that was fun. I don't know. I really like, you know, Leia, Bree, Bailey. So like anytime we were together, I was having fun. That's a good group.
Yeah. You know, I think you had the best challenge record of anyone in the season, in the pre-merge. You're
the worst voting record, as the people in the Discord will tell you.
I mean,
you're like the opposite of Jackson.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's fates. You're intertwined. What can you say?
Mm-hmm.
That's really funny. So let's say that you didn't get voted off here and you get to the merge. Like, who do you think you would have wanted to like work with the most or like get rid of the most?
What would have
been your strategy to win the game?
Oh man, that's going deep. That's going deep. I don't know if I can give you a great answer on that. I think I would have maybe tried to work, like bring Lucy back in, like maybe really tried to go true Girls Alliance. You know, cause at the time I really, the boys were just not my friends like as much.
So sketchy.
Yeah. A little bit more sketchy. If Jackson hadn't gone home that week either, I think I would have gone like full, like let's get Jackson out. I think.
Oh yeah.
True of season 3 and season 5 that like I had like pretty personal ideas about who needed to go home versus maybe strictly strategic ones, where it'd be like,
yeah,
Jackson needs to go.
I think it was both. I mean, it's honestly both. It's also strategic for Jackson to go because you just had no connection to him at all.
Yeah. Or we were intertwined. I mean, one of the other. Intertwined.
It's true. That's true.
So, Jesse, quick question for you. In the bonus scenes, Bree and I are talking, and at Merge, I pitched to her that me, Bailey, and Andrew should come work with you and Leia and Bree as like a six that would be like the majority in the Merge. And I assume we probably would have pulled in like Emily B too. I don't think I mentioned her, but like, would that seven have been something you would have gone for? It would have been all five of those girls and then me and Andrew.
Yeah, I think so. I think I would have been watching for like signs that I was at the bottom of that. But I think I would have been open to it. I think like where I like, I think I'm pretty good at like reading situations, but I don't always know how to like put them together. So I'll like notice this thing's off and this thing's off, but not really understand like how those two things are connected in the game. And so I think I would have been very like watching for signs that like, you know, it's actually a 5+1, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Andrew and I would have been the ones that were like kind of clueless if that had formed. Cause I think we knew that like, cause that would have been kind of the five people who were in the alliance of girls at that point.
Yeah.
And I think Andrew and I would have felt really comfortable cause we had connections within that, but we didn't realize at all like how solidified, like how tight you guys actually were. And I think we would have probably been the ones in trouble. So that would have been a really interesting scenario too.
It would have been interesting, but I think you and Andrew were playing at a bit of a, like, I don't think there was necessarily a situation where you and Andrew were like walking into tribal, like, oh, I wonder if one of us is going home. So who knows?
I almost went home this tribal. So like,
that's never, true. Anything could happen.
Yeah. I mean, we saw plenty of people play very hard in this first 6 weeks and then just get, like, I mean, Will, in an instant, it can change. You can just get ejected out of the game, you know? So like, it's not to say that sometimes things just happen, you know, you just can't predict it. I wouldn't attribute you getting voted off to you not playing hard enough at all. I think it was just, that was a crazy vote, and that's just how it happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cooper, kind of on a different side of the spectrum, like playing like very, very hard, just as easily also could have went home if Jackson had voted for him. And that's just because all it takes is just a couple of votes and you're gone, this tribal council.
I know. I wonder how much he regrets that.
I'm sure he does.
A lot. But Sam, I'm sure you'll ask him that when you interview him.
Yes, I will. I will. Really. I'm really curious to hear like why he didn't. Like, my guess is that he just was sketched out by what Kevin and Adam were telling him and maybe just didn't want to go along with that plan. But he actually, like, of every single person at that tribal council, like all 15 people in the game, he was the only one that had knowledge of every single plan and like basically knew where all the votes were going to go. So like, he theoretically is the only one that could have saved himself, and he did have the knowledge to do that. And you saw when he's voted off, like, his instant reaction is like, oh, like, I'm so dumb. Like, I should have known the numbers. I just, like, it just all happened so fast, I think.
Yeah. I think if you asked him, he would say, yeah, I mean, once Megan and I realized the idol was fake, we didn't trust anything about the plan that Adam and Kevin were pitching us.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you'll have to ask him and see if that's what he says, but I would imagine that's what he's going to say.
Yeah. I agree. That's probably what it was. But... yeah, that tribal council was very, like, you know, one vote makes all the difference, you know? So, and, you know, going into it, it seemed like it was going to be pretty straightforward, like clear cut. Lucy and Jackson are going home. And that is not what ended up happening.
True. Also, Jesse, a question I just thought of. Not to say that you do not play a future season, but... would you, if asked, because you were a sophomore during this, right?
Yeah.
If asked in the future, would you have come back for a third season?
Yeah, my senior year, I'd quit the rowing team. Like, I would have had a lot of fun playing Survivor. So I would have for sure. I think, like, you know, there's very unlikely to be a third chance for me, nor really should there be. I think, like, you know, my All-Stars, I'm disappointed in how that all turned out. But I do think, like, I truly would have had time my senior year.
Yeah.
And, like, the energy to really get after it. So it's sort of like unfortunate timing, I guess. But
maybe upgraded from part-time to full-time Survivor player.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about
that? I would have been one of those people where you're like, does she do anything else besides play Survivor? Funny. Like, when does she do homework? Like, taking like 6 credits.
See, that would be very interesting to see, like, Jesse, that's just like going insanely hard. Like, you're hiding 20 fake idols around campus, you know, picking up everything you learned along the way, you know, deciding like, I'm just going to be as chaotic and play as hard as possible.
Just lapping these over-involved freshmen, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, Will's another person to bring up. He had that line about, you know, Jesse is a part-time Survivor player, which is interesting because it seems like Will actually was playing the game kind of like similarly. Like, he was playing, you know, a lot less hard than he was the first time. You two were the only ones that didn't go to that like midnight idol clue search in that one
week. Yeah.
You know, what was like your and Will's relationship like during All-Stars?
I think I'd like to think we sort of put the bad blood behind us. I'm not sure that we were like super close, but I think like when it looked like Will was going home, like I didn't really want him to go home and felt like we were sort of had this like uneasy sort of truce at the very least. Yeah. And I mean, also playing with Will and watching Will play are like such different experiences. Like, it is so hard to not like Will when you're like watching these like batshit confessionals that he's doing in his lab at night. I'm like, that's so fun. Like, this guy's having a blast with this, which I think definitely didn't come across when you're talking to him in season 3, when he really did seem like paranoid and like you're getting messages at 4 a.m. Like, seriously, dude, go to sleep.
It's like, you need to get up for my rowing practice, Will. Like, go to bed.
No, just like, what are you doing? Like, this is kind of freaking me out that like you're thinking about this at all hours of the day. And then season 5, I do think he was like a little bit more chilled out, and getting to watch him just be really hilarious has been fun. And
that's nice.
Yeah. So I'd like to think that the bad blood is behind us.
Yeah. I really like it. That was in the arc that I like really enjoyed watching, was kind of seeing how you and Will had this very like kind of like adversarial relationship in season 3, and like season 5, the both of you were like, you know, let's just put this past us. It's better for our games if we do. And like, it wasn't really over anything that serious in the first place. He apologized to you. And like, it was cool seeing like, all right, like both of you just got past it and had like a pretty good alliance going until, you know, kind of got cut short by the whole Kevin thing, but it was like a fun evolution to see on TV. That was cool for you too.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope he's doing well. Dr. Will.
Dr. Aerospace, as you branded him.
Yes.
All right. Any other things, Jesse, that, you know, maybe weren't shown in the edit that you remember? Any other, you know, kind of thoughts, anything you want to get off your chest about All-Stars or in general Survivor Michigan experience?
I mean, Survivor Michigan experience, really just a unique thing to have done in college, I think, and really cool to, you know all these people that I definitely would not have met otherwise in college, completely different majors, interests, groups. So feel really lucky to have played, even though I'm not, you know, super in contact a ton with the people that I played with. I think that was really cool. It's a really funny thing to like tell people that I did in college. They're very surprised. Find it's a good fun fact to have for sure. to be able to pull out. In terms of final things for people to know, no, I don't know. I think I'd just say to like the fans, the people like watching and commenting, to like remember that, yes, like it's a show for people's entertainment, but like really, like we were, I think most people were playing for themselves and playing for like the fun of the game and weren't really thinking about like how this was gonna look in 3 years, and like these people aren't characters, like they're real people. So just be gentle. Yeah, that's my parting message.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, any last words from you, Sam Cooper?
I mean, I just want to say
that's okay. I'll, yeah, sorry, go for it, Sam.
Nah, you go ahead, Coop.
It was really good to see you. Yeah, if you're ever around New York, hit me up. But yeah, super happy. Super happy you got to come back and play All-Stars. Super sad we never really got to work together. But
yeah,
good to see you again, obviously.
Nice to see you too, Cooper. It's only a train ride away, so I'm sure I'll be there at some point.
True.
Oh, yeah. New York City meetup for sure. It'd be great. Yeah, Jesse, really great having you on the podcast and catching up with you. And, like, I hope that, you know, I hope you do feel, like, really proud of your game in All-Stars. I know you mentioned, like, you're disappointed that you weren't able to put as much into it as you wanted to because of the way that college and life are going. But, you know, that's just how life goes. I hope you just come away from this really proud of the game you played, because I think that you did play really well and you did have a really good alliance and you had a lot of connections, and the way you went out was just very wild because of this wild twist. And, like, you know, I hope you come out of this feeling very proud of your experience. I think you really should be. And you're a great character. Season 5, great in season 3 too. You're always so perceptive in the game. And I think that if you'd made merge, you would have really done some damage. So, really sad to see you go here, but, it was really happy seeing you make it on All-Stars, and, just, it was great. It was a lot of fun watching you on screen too. Again,
thanks so much, Sam. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. So I'll have to keep in touch for sure.
Yep.
I'll go to New York City. Just make sure none of us swap ping pong balls with Kevin. You know, we don't want to get the rest of the group sick, but
good plan.
Stay away from that and we'll be all golden.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody.
All right. Good talking to y'all. See you later. Okay.